Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Walamukela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 31 kuMpalakazi 2017 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, iningi lithi lifisa ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemali kanye lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla elizweni kuphele ngomnyaka ozayo ukwenzela ukuthi bephile impilo engcono.
Ifiwe licansile ngamasensa kile mandongala because ifiwe likhweza yonke into. Ngangene zolo lapha konke amagrocery labo kude abantu bakhwezile. Xa uswayipa ugcina i-charged price ephezulu, xa ule cash iba nganeno. Kodwa la i-cash isingakuthi yimhlobo nemali, akuyibhondi basuplayithi higher.
Amabandla aphikisayo athi azaqhubeka ikhuthaza ukuthi kube lenguquko kundlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bezikhethele abafuna akhokhele ilizwe.
Siza kubona ngokubana umthetho wokhetho, Electoral Act, i-amendment yakhona ngayifake izinto ezitshengisa ukuthi okwakuqala ukhetho luyakuba sobala, luyakuba transparent. Okwesibili, i-voters roll kayibe khona emntwini wonke oyabe phatheka phakathi nakokhetho.
Siza kuzwa eziphathelane labatsha, ukholo, ezemidlalo kanye lezamasiko kuwona lo msakazo wenu we-Studio 7. Iningi lithi lajabula ekupheleni komnyaka lo esesiwugqiba ibutho selikhuphe owayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe embusweni, kwangena owayengumsekeli wakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Iningi lalivele lisithi alithakazeleli unkosikazi kamnumzana Mugabe uGrace lisithi kahloniphi njalo ukhuluma amazwi ayangisa abanye emhlanganweni yakhe. Kodwa abangasekeli ibandla leZANU-PF abafana loSenator Sthembile Mlotsha weMathebeleland South, owebandla le-MDCT, bathi umnumzana Mugabe lo mongameli Mnangagwa zimbila zantabanye.
Ukuthi sokulo Mnangagwa akulamehluko ngoba kulokho kulezana. Ngoba vele umuntu lo mntanakhe abaze bethukana kakhulu embonweni yokwenza kwabo. Izini ngabakhangela abantu umuntu lo mntanakhe izini okunyathela kwabo usuku. Uyafisa benyathela okufananayo. So akula mehluko esizawubona.
Abanye belokhu besola umnumzana Mnangagwa ngabathi yikubonga inkokheli yebutho elamncedisa ukungena embusweni ngokubanika izikhundla ezibalulekileyo kuhulumente. Omunye walabo umnumzana Moses Mzilandlovu okhokhela ibandla le-ANSA.
Kade sabatshela bona la bantu abeku-ami ababesempini ukuthi hlukanani leZANU-PF ngoba lingene kwezombutho, umbutho kawulani le-politics. Kade kusukela ngo-1981 i-army ingenela kwezepolitics kubulawa abantu eMathebeleland kwakuyi-army. IGugurahundi was a 50th brigade of the Zimbabwe National Army. Sithi thina bavele baqhasa ubula khona lapho ukuthi bazifake edakeni olungaqondananga nabo. Angaqalisa namhlanje ukuthi uzwela abantu ngentuthuko i-development naleyo. Isikhathi sonke lethi zana thina ngoba abantu singalazikhali singalamandla ngasila indlela ukuthi sithi i-army kayehlukanise leZANU-PF.
Lanxa umongameli Mnangagwa kwayisithi ukhetho oluzayo luza kuba ngolukhululekileyo, umnumzana Prince Dubeko Spanda webandla le-MDCT uthi kufanele kuguqulwe imithetho yezokhetho kungalalelwa umlomo owachapha umfula ugcwele.
Siza kubona ngokubana umthetho wokhetho, Electoral Act, i-amendment yakhona ngayifake izinto ezitshengisa ukuthi okwakuqala ukhetho luyakuba sobala, luyakuba transparent. Okwesibili, i-voters roll kayibe khona emntwini wonke oyabe phatheka phakathi nakokhetho ukwenzela ukuthi singafihlelani phela ukuthi ovotileyo ngubani ongavotanga ngubani. Okwesithathu, amabutho wona ayabe engaphi ngesikhathi abantu bevota. Sike seza umtswangwa khuluma esithi yena aza kuyakhankasela iZANU-PF, izinduna ziya kuyakhankasela iZANU-PF. Nxa singabona ukuthi iqiniso iZBC, iTV yabo, oHerald lapho ukampena khona utswangirayo lawo behambe okokugcina, ngobani abavunyelwayo ukuthi bezokuba ngama-observers ama-election. Asifuni lokuyana ukuthi sithatha abangane bakho wena wedwa, wena uncintisana labanye abantu. Asithatheni umuntu wonke ofuna ukuzo observer bezo observer international community
kodwa isiphathamandla sebandla lezana PF umnumzana Joseph Chuma uthi uyamthemba uMongameli Mnangagwa
abantu kule ngxaki umuntu nje obuzizibeka ngesikhathi esifanele njalo esizibeka ngendlela epheleleyo njengoba ethile ukuthi hayi engazi kulungise kuhle so akunantembi njalo akunantembi elisebenzisa itena uza kulungisa asibekezeleni akulungise abantu kule ngxaki yimuntu ofuna ukuzibeka ngendlela epheleleyo.
Iningi lizibuza ukuthi kambe umnyaka ka-2018 umumetheni kwezokhetho ukunanzwa kwamalungelo oluntu kanye lokuvuselelwa komnotho welizwe. Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zika Mike Hove we-Studio 7 esethulela iziphathelane labasakhulayo.
Kudibana kuhlelo labasakhulayo ngingumike hobe lamhlanje madoda lusuku lokugcina elika 2017 sithi bye bye 2017 ngali sizwa lapha sesifikile woza wena 2018 hayi mthwakazi omuhle lamhlanje luhlelo lwenu ngibe lenhlanhla lokuxoxa ngezalwane zeZimbabwe ezinenge esijeneyo sabanikeza ithuba lokubingelela isihlobo labangani sizaphinda njalo lamhlanje silishaye ngingoma ezimnandi ebeziduma kulumnyaka. Masizweni ke ukuthi umlalelo wethu wokuqala ulomlayezo lo njani. Umlalelo wokuqala ngunkiwane. Masizweni ke ukuthi uyidlale kanjani iKhisimusi njalo ulomlayezo lo njani.
Hayi iKhisimusi injwayelo mfowethu njana sesigugile kangaka sifenana yathini.
Awu kodwa beluluhlaba yini baba?
Ah mina vela ngeni khona uyazi.
Hawu. Hawu not even one baba.
Not even one.
So baba, do you have anyone that you want to say hello to, goodbye to, I love you to, uthi new year's to anyone?
Ngibulisa umndeni wami.
Mm.
OwakwaNkiwane.
Yebo.
Enamande erushumbe.
Mhm.
Kwa Chief Mazetese ngithi niyaphila abantu abami lapha elikhona baba. Ngibingelele inkosikazi wami uMadlamini.
Hayi baba Nkiwane, ngilethemba lokuthi uMadlamini ukuzile kahle and kuwe sithi happy happy new year. Masizweni ke ukuthi umlalelo wethu osibili utheni. NguFortune Ndebele.
Hani dale kahle ngiyabonga Studio 7 emadodeni. Bengizingathele ngilaye goli baba, ngilaye goli ngiyazinathela nje. Ngiyazinathela.
New Year's inama plan akho.
Ah baba ke ngoba ngilaye goli kuba yikho kunatha sishaye wona ama cricket wona lawo.
Rabutsela. Yes yes papa. Sawungitsheleni bakhona yini na abantu that you want to say hello to, I love you to, isihlobo labangani.
Ake ngithathe bona abasekhaya laphana babegwanda laphana eMaritulu laphana ngithathe ubhuti laphana uEfrem Ndebele laphana eMaritulu ngithathe ke uZenzo Ndebele isihlobo zonke laphana ekhaya baba kunathanda ethula layo baba.
Hayi balaleli ngilethemba lokuthi sonke siyakholisa njengalaba abangeneleyo kuhlelo lamhlanje. Ngiyabonga Nkiwane lawe Ndebele asikakhohlwi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Bafethu, njengoba sesilungiselela ukuyogida lamhlanje, ngothi ngilishaye ngengoma esichisayo. Ama orange. Yeyuyu lengoma yashisa bafethu. Siyabonga Grootman lo ngu Oskiro. Okwamanje sengisithi masambeni kwele South Africa siyohlaba la siye sithi omunye phezu komunye. Omunye phezu komunye.
Omunye pesko munye, omunye pesko munye, omunye pesko munye.
Danki danki wena distraction boys. Bafethu bafethu yuyu. Hai kodwa hey 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 isikhathi iso sesibalekile. Ngikalivalelise ngithi happy happy new year. Woza wena 2018. Olevalelisayo ngumike hobe ngiyaphinda njalo. Happy happy new year.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumagagase aku 909 medium wave la ku shortwave 4930 6065 15460 la ku 13860 kHz. Lilakho njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Ngesizwe uGibbs Dube we Studio 7. Esethulela ezamasiko.
Kanje lokho kobe
tunamasiko.
Babe tetela mazo. Ngicina masiko.
Lingalithola njani izulu kanindaba khona ngapho ke ngemakhaya mina lapha ke ngiyaphila. Ye njengalihlala yenza ke uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu zonke zonke. Lamuntu sixoxa ngokukhulisa abantwana emazweni. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu nginonkosikazi Nomsane Kevana okhona ngale ke eBritane. Sisakubona mama.
Sawubona mama.
Kunjani itatwethu?
Ngiyaphila kodini njalo.
Hayi siphile kakhulu. Kunjani kona ngapho eBritane?
Yagodola izolo bekulomoya.
Ye, akusitshele ukuthi kunjani ukukhulisa abantwana endaweni ezinjenge eBritane?
Oh, kunzima khona. Phela lapha inkinga esilaka I think ikhona ukuthi like mina as a single parent ni one and akulama extended families eduze. So influence bayithatha kimi but the earning bayithatha ngaphandle because isikhathi engisipenda labo like owami omncane ona 18 years. Isikhathi engisipenda la ngisincane kule sikhathi asipenda la nabanye abantu ngaphandle. So umuntu ubona ukuthi bafunde izinto ngaphandle than abazifunde ekhaya.
So lokho kunzima kanganani nxa sokuhlela wena?
Kunzima kakhulu. Kunzima kakhulu abantu bethu ezizinto esingakwazi ziyenzeka sisase-Africa. Sizibona ziyenzeka ebantwaneni. Abantwana basakhuzile ngoba imithetho yakhona thina esakhula ngayo maybe thina old school esakhula ngayo khonokho ukuthi I couldn't do anything. Abazali abangayi-approve-iyo bona yoba bayenzayo nakhonokho ukuthi abantwana balapha bakwazi ukuthalenje ngomzali ukuthi sometimes lanjena ku-debate over into afuna ukuyenza. Thina ngesikhathi sikhula kwakuwukuthi abadala mabethi lokho kwenziwayo kokwakusenziwa kwakana kwakala kudilisana phakathi.
So faka umzekeliso sibili sibona ukuthi okunye osokwa wokubhekana lakho kungabe kuyini?
Owami umntwana omdala wayeke isikolo ngahlala la 2 months endlini. Isikolo ongakwazi akafundi evula ekuseni suku zonke esikolweni. Well mina ngangikwazi esikolweni ngithi imali yokugibela esikolweni but ngayi esikolweni ngadiscover after 2 months ngakhona ukuthi nayisena 18 years abantsheli anything ngaphandleli i-approval yakhe. So wahlala ngahamba ngakuze esikolweni khona abangifundayo ngamfunda some report but akabuye nazo yithatha. So nobethi akabuye nazo yithatha that means mina I don't have access to any information I other than what me to yena avuma ukuthi bangiphi. So iyu challenge enkulu nale ukuthi engayibonayo mina kweyami impilo lokho personal ukuthi ngahlala lo mntwana nje ukuthi umntwana uyafunda. Ngayisikhathi ngiya discover kwa beyond ukuthi abuye esikolweni because wasebenza ukuthi 2 months esikolo. That is lokuzeni. I think that was the biggest challenge empilweni yami ukuthi khona pho ngahlala lo mntwana ngithi umntwana uyafunda mina ngiyathanda imfundo kanti owami engilokhuzani zami ukuphusha abanye ukuthi baye esikolweni owami akafundi ngihlala la endlini.
Hayi kuzima kakhulu. So okunjalo into ezinjalo zinqabelwa njani?
I don't think ukuthi kune formula to be honest. I think ikhona ukuhlala emthandazweni kuphela uNkulunkulu akusize akugcinele bona. Umntwana athanda isikolo kube nguye oziphusha izintweni eziningi akwazi ukwehlukanisa phakathi kwempilo yeyankhana nempilo yangaphandle. Like mina enankanankhala endlini sikhuluma isiNdebele. Even lo mncane wasuka lapha na 7 years but she's still fluent kuNdebele ngoba endlini sikhuluma isiNdebele. Uyakwazi ukupheka ithwala and everything. But still kune ezinye izinto ukuthi nangesikhathi sikhula wawuklinisa indlu every day or something like that. But lapha sometimes ugcina ubona kahle ugcina urelax futhi uqala usahlanya ukuthi hayi indlu yami angeke ibe nje. So but kwenzeka kwesikhathi ugcina ubona ukuthi this is a non-start. Uyekele ukuphela nayefuna uhlale emaweni lamagundwana akhe akuhlalele lamagundwana akhe. Yikuhlala emthandazweni kuphela ukuthi bangaduki ngale ndlela ukuthi begcine sebebaleke endlini or sekusakwenza ezinye izinto eziphuma eceleni ngaphandle wena ungaboni. So what I tend to do, especially ngalo mncane ngoba she seems to be still on track, ukuthi ngizama ukuba open as much as I can. Sometimes phongulalela lokunye kwizinto
wakukwazi ukuthi umama Zelwa angeke akulalele khonokho ugcina usudiscuss izinto lama-boyfriend into ezifana nazana lezo ufuna ukuza ukuthi wenzani empilweni ngaphandle kwakho wona ungayaziyo sozama ukuthi yonke into ayenzayo ubeyazi ukuthi wenzani empilweni yakhe yonke into ayicabangayo ubeyazi ukuhlala emthandazweni other than that I don't think ukuthi kune-formula
ye siyakuzwa kodwa isikhathi sethu hayi kungani sesidliwe kumangoye so vala khonapho-ke ubezuxwayisa abantu ukuthi pho kumele babambe njani iy'ndaba ezinje ngamafutshane
iseluleko angilaso ikhona ukuthi uhlale emthandazweni kuphela abantwana sibafundise amasiko wethu sibafundise bakhula njani babone maybe sibahambise babone ezinye indlela impilo esakhula ngayo because ezinye izinto esibatshela zona manje into abangacabangi ukuthi zasenzile babone ngathi sakhula ku-stone age ukuthi really sakhula ku-stone age compared to bona
hayi siyakuzwa-ke ntombi endala sibongile kakhulu ukuthi sibe lawe lamhlanje kuhlelo hayi-ke zulu kandaba lamhlanje sima lapha-ke kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke nginethemba lokuthi sihlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo olivalelisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithemba uGibbs Dube lilale
Dala Hawata Watine Haya Uchela Wati Salulande Salulande Iwolomzi
Sibonge uGibbs Dube obesethulela ezamasiko. Umqeqeshi weqembu elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi uHeath Streak uthi iqembu leli lingaqhuba ngcono nxa lingadlala kaningi imidlalo eyohlobo lwe-test. Intatheli zindaba yethu uJoseph Njanji usiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
UStreak ubekhuluma ngemva kokuba iqembu lakhe lenziwe umthwalo olula liqembu elimela ilizwe lase-South Africa emdlalweni ohlobo lwe-test ohle waphela ngosuku lwesibili. Iqembu le-South Africa liqale ukutshaya ibhola ngolwesibili labuthelela amaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lathoba munemunye kwathi eleZimbabwe seliphendula lenelise ukutshaya amaranzi angamashumi ayisithupha lathoba munembili ku-innings yakuqala kwathi kweyesibili litshaya amaranzi alikhulu lamashumi amabili lanye 121 lokhu kutsho ukuba iqembu le-South Africa linqobe nge-innings eyodwa lamaranzi alikhulu lamashumi amabili. UStreak utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba ukudlala kweqembu lakhe kungathuthuka kuphela nxa bengadlala imidlalo ethe xaxa.
We're going to play test cricket. We need to play more than 3 or 4 tests a year.
Ukuze senelise ukuncintisa kwemidlalo ehlobo lwe-test kuzamele sidlale imidlalo edlula emithathu kumbe emine esijayele ukuyidlala. Sidlale loba eyisithoba mine mbili ngomnyaka. Lokhu kuzasiphathisa ukuba senelise ukumisana lamaqembu ahamba phambili kumidlalo ehlobo lwe-test emhlabeni jikelele.
Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uGraham Cremer yena ukhale ngokuba isimo somdlalo kakhilikithi yokugoqela ngisho lenkundla abadlala kuzo kweleZimbabwe asifani laleso abasithwele elizweni laseSouth Africa.
Our first class standard is nowhere near as high as maybe
izinga lomdlalo wethu kusigaba saphezulu kweleZimbabwe siphansi kakhulu asifani leselizwe laseSouth Africa kumbe eleAustralia. Kodwa phezu kwalokho inkundla esidlalela kuzo azikho esimeni esihle ngoba sezindala njalo aziphi ibhola isiqubu. Lokhu kwenza kube nzima ukuba senelise ukumela isimo esisithole lapha yikho nje siyifunde ivaliwe.
Lasemdlalweni wokuzwana amandla iqembu leZimbabwe eliwudlale le-Cricket South Africa Invitation abafana bakaStreak banqotshwe nge-5 wickets. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave lakushortwave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz. Lilakho njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Amabandla aphikisayo aphansi komanyano we-MDC Alliance asethule umbiko oveza izigaba abayabelane zona iqondane lamalunga amabandla abo afuna ukuncintisa kukhetho oluzayo olukhangelelwe ukuba khona kumnyaka ka-2018. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Amabandla akumanyano we-MDC Alliance ayisikhombisa aseyabelane izigaba kuma-constituency kusiya ngokuthi ibandla likhulu okungakanani. I-MDCT ithole ama-constituency adlula alikhulu i-115. I-MDC ka-Professor Welshman Ncube yathola ama-constituency adlula amachumi amathathu i-32. Kuthi iPDP kaMnumzana Thendai Biti yona yathola amachumi amabili i-20. Isikhulumeli se-MDC Alliance uProfessor Welshman Ncube utshele umsakazo weStudio 7 ukuthi inkokheli zamabandla zisazohlala kunyanga ezayo mayelana lodaba lolu, ngakho ngeke atsho okuningi. Unobhala jikelele wabatsha kubandla le-MDC uMnumzana Decent Bajila uvumile ukuba ibandla lakhe selibabikele ngama-constituency abawabelweyo.
Namhlanje unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso umama uMiriam Mshayi ukhiphe umbiko wokuthi bonke abangamalungu enhlanganiso abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho oluzayo bengabhala izincwadi bebhalela e-ofisini lakhe besitsho ukuthi bafuna ukuncintisa i-constituency phakathi kwalawa angu-32 esawanikezwa yi-MDC Alliance esiza kuncintisa ngaphansi kwayo. Kutsho ukuthi amalunga ethu awavunyelwa ukuncintisa kula amanye ama-constituency azancintiswa ngabafowethu esizabe sisebenzisana labo siku-alliance.
Isikhulumeli se-MDCT uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo uthe bona ebandleni labo bebengawutholi umbiko wama-constituency abawabelweyo ngoba besalinde ozavela ebandleni lakhe.
Hayi, siwubonile umbiko sibili webandla likhokelwa ngubaba uProfessor Welshman Ncube. Kodwa mina njengoThabita Khumalo isikhulumeli se-MDC ekhokelwa ngubaba uTswangirai anginamandla ukuthi ngiluxukaxuke udaba eliluzwe eluvela kwelinye ibandla. Bazaziphendulela bona ngokuloba abakwenzileyo.
I-constituency ebilonkosazana Thabita isiphiwe uSenator David Coltart uthe ebuzwa ngakho wathi kakaziswa libandla lakhe, njalo kutsho ukuthi uzathunywa njalo ukuyasebenza kwezinye indawo zebandla kusiya ngokuthi ibandla lihleleni. Ohlaziya ngezombusazwe ezweni uMnumzana Effie Ncube uchaze ukuba osekwenziwe i-MDC Alliance sokuveze ukukhula okukhulu kwezombusazwe.
Ungabona abantu sebefike esibangeni lesi MDC Alliance efike kiso sokwabelana izihlalo zeParliamente behlanganisa amandla abo ukuze balethe inguquko kumbe bawine amandla embusweni. Kubonisa ukukhula okuyisimangaliso esikhulu okumele sikufunde sisonke eZimbabwe, kufunde ngaba ku-ruling party, kufunde ngaba ku-opposition ukuthi kusebenza ndawonye kuqakathekile. Kanti kubonisa futhi ukuqakathekisa kokuletha inguquko okwedlula ukuthi ngubani osesihlalweni.
Esinye isakhamuzi sakobulawayo uMnumzana Lungelo Ndlovu uthi kukhanya kuyisenzo esihle kodwa esizadala ukuxabana okuthize kumabandlala, ngoba bebekhona abakade besebenza gadalala bekhangelele ukuya edalele parliamente. Ethi kulabo abasele phandle kuzaba buhlungu kubangele ukuthi bengavoteli amabandla abo.
Ukunikezana ama-constituency kungaba kuyinto enhle, kodwa emveni kusiya phambili ngale kungagcina kudala njalo ukuthi kube lokuxabana, kungagcina kuphambanisa ukuthi ekuvoteni lapha, ngoba laba babe besebenzile kuma-constituencies abo bayagcina sebengasavotanga kahle.
Imibiko ekhutshwe ngamabandla la ichaze ukuba akunamuntu ozaletha ugwalo lwakhe lukhombisa ukufuna ukuma ku-constituency engekho kuluhlu abaluphiweyo. Kumhlangano lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kobulawayo, umongameli we-MDCT uTswangirai watshiya abantu becasukile ngemva kokubika ukuba sebevele sebelabantu abazabamela kukhetho oluzayo, njalo ibandla lakhe ali kumikhankaso yokukhetha abantu abazabamela ePhalamende. Kubandla le-MDC ekhokhelwa nguProfessor Ncube, i-constituency yebulawayo East ihle yaphiwa uSenator Coulthard, akula muntu olemvumo yokuphikisa lesi sinqumo kubandla lakhe. Abanye abantu besithi idemocracy isiye kuphi uma sekulabantu abazaphiwa izihlalo bengazikhankaselanga. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lowo ngumculo kamuyi uBrenda Fassie esithi Vulindlela. Silethemba liwukholisile, liwuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesikhathi sigqibalo umnyaka sisiya kumnyaka omutsha. Singakehlukani wothi sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi lithi lifisa ukuthi ukuswelakala kwemali kanye lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla elizweni kuphele ngomnyaka ozayo ukwenzela ukuthi bephile impilo engcono. Amabandla aphikisayo athi azaqhubeka ikhuthaza ukuthi kube lenguquko kundlela ukhetho oluqhutshwa ngayo ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bezikhethele abafuna akhokhele ilizwe. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message kunombolo ezithi 202-465-0318. Siluqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington DC. Ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa ngomnyaka ozayo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.